is the Hillenstein Report. Mr. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Yep, the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains in the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 9th day of April, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, I had a listener yesterday give me a heads up that he was able to buy 500 rounds of 22 caliber ammunition at Gander Mountain for $54.02. Limit was one brick, 500 rounds. That's considered a good price in today's terms. Keep in mind, you can also get a lot of ammunition at gunbroker.com, 22 caliber ammunition. I want to suggest you read Dave Hodges' latest article at his website, The Common Sense Show, and go to my friend Paul Martin's website, Revolution Radio, and listen to the X-22 report. Before we get to our special guest, I got a quick heads up for you here. I got notification from the son of a flag rank officer, the adult son of a flag rank officer who lives west of me. I have to be very circumspect here. His father called this gentleman and said, "Son, there's a news blackout on what's going on at Yellowstone," and for terms of mainstream news, of course. The flag rank officer is very concerned from his classified briefings that Yellowstone is getting ready to do something very, very bad. He advised his son to get gas masks for himself and all his family members as a precautionary measure. Now, with that in mind, March of this year, there were 332 earthquakes in the Yellowstone area, according to the University of Utah, and a dramatic increase in the release of helium, both of which are looked at as precursors to something major happening. So that said, we do have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist, has taught mathematics at the university level, has taught astrophysics at the university level. He is the author of a number of excellent books and a radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Real good. Jim, you and I were working privately behind the scenes earlier this year, attempting to get notification to proper authorities about how to take the bang out of Yellowstone with no success. My private sources are telling me that we may be very close to a dramatic event there. Any thoughts on that yourself, sir?
I was listening to you talk about that, and yeah, this is something that I've been expecting for a long time. The conditions started a number of years ago when the floor of Yellowstone started to dramatically increase or rise. And measurably, it was announced by a woman, I think, that worked for the USGS, and then she was kind of shut up and stuck in a corner. But, yeah, this is you and I worked on, John, was trying to get the authorities, either in the state or the federal government there, to work on a proposition I had to drain the water out of Yellowstone Lake.
Right.
Because if that water drops down and hits the magma, we're going to see a volcano that only has occurred a few times in the history of the Earth.
Right. And that's the science. The thing that turns a no-big-deal volcano into a supervolcano is the water from the lake creating a massive amount of steam, which expands so rapidly. It's the equivalent of how many nuclear explosions would you estimate, Jim?
It just dwarfs any amount of nuclear bombs that even Mount St. Helens, which was small. There's a great map on the internet. I should try and pull that up and get a reference, but it shows the various volcanoes in history. And it shows the last time that Yellowstone went off and the volume of material that came out. The Mount St. Helens is on the low end of the scale. And when it went off, there was dust in New York City. People were putting it in bottles, I remember.
Right.
And that was little. On the same scale, the Mount St. Helens would be a pinpoint. Mount St. Helens would be a basketball, you know, in terms of the amount of material that went out of there into the atmosphere. So it was, you know, definitely... I was in eastern Nebraska driving through one time and saw a sign, dinosaur grave, basically, there. And so what happened is not Yellowstone, but another volcano over near Yellowstone went off. It extended, its plume extended all the way into eastern Nebraska, and they say Yellowstone will go much farther. And that's just the initial plume. That's not what blows in the upper atmosphere for years to come.
Jim, there's an article at Before It's News on this matter about Yellowstone, and they have a graphic, a lot of graphics, but one of them shows six additional calderas stretching, basically going from Yellowstone southwest across Idaho of ancient volcanoes.
Yeah, it's a hot spot for volcanic. It's kind of like the Hawaiian Islands, so to speak. It's a chain of volcanoes. And Yellowstone, I believe, being the biggest one. Yellowstone is the biggest volcano on Earth, if you go back through history. And I forget the time frame, 65 million years or 60 million years, something like that. We've got a guy in the White House who doesn't know anything. John, when you contacted these people in the government there, you said that one woman didn't even know what a volcano was.
Right, right. And I could not get past the gatekeepers to get any information to anybody, Jim. It was just, and I'm pretty diligent when it comes to dealing with bureaucrats and bureaucracies, but I simply could not get past the gatekeepers.
Yeah, to do something like that, I mean, it's beyond fathom You know, these people have no knowledge of anything. People pushing paper, collecting a paycheck, and if it's not in their little rule book, well, then they don't know about
right.
it.
Well, these congressional and senatorial staffers, they get their positions based on education and connections, political connections primarily, or they wouldn't have those positions. And they're very good at doing their job, which is being gatekeepers.
Right, and their job is to keep the guy elected.
And absolutely. We got a call break. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just 7 herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 9th day of April, and we're visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com, and he has a radio show every Thursday night. Jim, I want to ask you to answer a hypothetical question here, if you could, please. If Yellowstone went off in the manner which we're considering it could go off, what effect, if any, would it possibly have on the New Madrid seismic zone, the San Andreas, and the Cascade Mountains?
That's a difficult question to answer. When Mount St. Helens went off, there was some activity out in the Pacific Ocean a little earlier. It was like some juxtapositioning of the plate. But what happens is the water goes down into the and hits the magma, and then it takes the top of the mountain off. You basically got a big steam engine.
Right.
And what's strange is that modern geology cannot explain why a volcano blows its top off relative to, let's talk about the Hawaiian volcanoes, which just ooze lava out the top. They have a little bit of sputtering going on, but really not a violent explosion. There are two types of volcano, the shield volcano like Hawaii, but the volcano in Yellowstone could be a shield volcano if we got the water out of there. In the case of Mount St. Helens, the water was underground. There was no way to get at it to eliminate that possibility. But Yellowstone, the water is at the surface, which allows us the ability to get that water out of there and prevent an explosion. But basically, it's like a cannon going off. There's going to be a repercussion into the ground, which could set off other volcanoes. And who knows? Yeah, it's going to be the biggest volcano since it went off the last time. And if you look on a scale compared to all the other volcanoes, including, let's compare it to Krakatoa, the biggest explosive volcano in history back in the 1800s, this would dwarf this. I mean, you'd probably have 1,000 Krakatoas in one here, you know, just as an estimate. So it's absolutely imperative to get the water out of that lake. And I know how to do it. It can be done. The southeast corner, the rim outside the volcanic caldera is low. And so you could just get the water out of there, pump it up over the rim, and let it go down the side into the scab lands of Oregon. That's where it would drain to naturally. And it's already polluted, so it's going to be a pollution event with that water, but it's going to be far less than blowing up that volcano and polluting the whole world, and it'd be the end of life as we know it.
Right. Well, Jim, the geologists say that the New Madrid seismic zone is built up 200 years worth of stress, and I'm looking at the possibility of Yellowstone being a triggering event to trigger an already at the edge of going off a seismic event for the New Madrid seismic zone.
It's very possible. One says, I think you've been reporting on the Pacific Rim earthquakes. Chile had one big one a week ago, and that just causes a chain reaction around the rim. It could be setting earthquakes and volcanoes off around, say, over by Japan or up by Alaska or Russia as a result of an earthquake down in Chile. And so, yeah, the chain reaction would be hard to predict. But just the cloud of dust would cover, I've seen estimates as far as Minnesota or Wisconsin, where they estimate the ash would go on the first initial explosion.
Well, my friend Paul Martin, who lives in Colorado, he's just south of Yellowstone, obviously. He says that they're expecting 20 foot of ash in his neighborhood if Yellowstone was to blow its top.
In where was that?
In Colorado, just north of Denver.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's right. And there would be nothing left. Where was it? I was looking at a volcano. I can't remember where it was, but they had about a foot of ash. And it basically rendered that whole area. It was an agricultural area, and they just said it'll never come back. The people just literally had to move away. And that was maybe for a 20, 30-mile area around a volcano that went off and blew dust all over the place.
Right.
And I saw people driving in it, and it would clog up the air filters in the cars. They couldn't drive very far. And it was just, yeah, just destroys the area. The condition is critical, and it should have been done a long time. I started talking about this many, many years ago. You've tried to contact the government there, and I wanted you to do it because You're good at working with people like that. You're not a scientist with an agenda, so to speak. Like I would be perceived as somebody, like they could imagine me as some kind of nutcase scientist. I'm not associated with a government agency, and none of those people would ever speak up because they'd probably be tossed out of their job. So you have this quagmire that if you bring up a topic like this to the government, they're going to go to the USGS and ask them their opinion, and they're going to sit there with their finger up their nose and not be able to say anything because they don't know anything.
Right, right. Well, Jim, it's an unfortunate situation that we've come to this point, but we will move on and move forward. Tell us about your radio show, when your radio show is and how people can hear it.
Thursday evening, 6 p.m., WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee, the biggest radio station in the world, third worldwide. The webpage, jmccsdi.com, that's my webpage. All of the information for listening is there also Friday night and Saturday morning, Friday night 10 p.m., Saturday morning 3 a.m. from WTWW, also out of Nashville, heard around the world, is the replay of my Thursday night show. And all of the archives are posted on my webpage, so many, many people listen to the archive because they can listen to it anytime they want.
Well, that's good to know, Jim, and it's an education to listen to your shows and get that, jump into those archives and find out about your previous shows. Your latest book, tell us about it and how much fun you're having with it.
The latest book is called Breaking RSA Codes for Fun and Profit. And it's very interesting to see the people ordering the book. It's going all over the world. And it's not going to make the New York Times bestseller list, I don't think. This is an extremely important book. It's a supplement to my book, Calculate Times, which came out in 2007. And something I didn't notice until afterwards when I was actually putting a posting on my webpage, the Calculate Times book came out March 5th, 2007. It was a coast-to-coast special, pre-announced show, and the title was announced on the show March 5th, 2007. The RSA, Breaking RSA Codes book, I put out, in fact, I did it on your show on a Wednesday morning, and I said, I'm just going to announce this book right now because it was going up to the sales page the next day. So it was March 5th, 2014. So it was literally 7 years later, a prime number, to the day, and it was just serendipity. But at any rate, it's an extremely important book. It talks about encryption and the tremendous mess that we have in the world of computing today because of the use of RSA codes for encryption.
It's amazing how far we've gotten to in that regard. We have a break here. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after the break.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 9th day of April. Quick heads up here, when I'm going out on patrol, whether it's a long patrol of up to 2 weeks or just a couple of days, we generally, in special forces, we don't take the entire MRE. We just take the entree up. The entire MRE takes up too much space and weighs too much. Same thing with these LARP rations. We're just looking at the entrees here. They'll keep you going. Granted, the complete MRE meal is basically a luxury, suitable for a base camp use. But when you're out in the bush, and every ounce counts and every cubic inch counts, you just take the entrees. So this is your heads up as to how we do it in special forces. You just take the entrees and pack them in your rucksack and go for it. Freeze Dry Guy does have the entrees for sale, the long range patrol entrees, spaghetti with meat, chili mac with beef, turkey tetrazzini, western eggs with ham. You can get all the details at his website, the nutritional details, the price per case. You won't find this anyplace else that I'm aware of. He bought the entire manufacturer's overrun. There may not be any more for 3 to 5 years. Get all the details at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free online, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866 404-3663. We're visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. The shorthand version of his website is jmccsci.com. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We've got Sherry from Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. John, this week I heard somebody on Butch Paul's show talk about the pollution of the aquifer under Chanute, some base in Illinois. Did you happen to hear about that?
I did not. Is this Chanute Air Force Base? I've been there. Yep.
Well, they were saying that in the, I think they said in the late 70s into the 80s, that they were used spraying Agent Orange to kill the dandelions, and not just there, but all over the United States on bases.
Yeah, I've seen the 55-gallon drums in the back of the Department of Agriculture and Forest Service trucks. Oh, yes.
And, you know, and this lady who was being interviewed, she also said that that they wouldn't test for that. And, you know, it reminded me of Jim saying that he couldn't get his... he couldn't get them to test for everything he wanted them to test for when he was trying to do his water test.
Right, right.
So, but I guess it's pretty serious.
Yeah,
they were doing it to kill dandelions.
Right. Well, it's a defoliant. The contaminant there is dioxin, which is incredibly toxic. Jim, any follow-up on that?
I'm trying to think, Don, you might know this. There's a breakdown time for these chemicals, and I'm trying to think of Agent Orange, how long it lasts, you know, what's the half-life of the molecule. And I know they talk about Roundup being, oh, it's not bad because it breaks down. They call it biodegradable.
Right.
But, you know, I think eventually, I think Agent Orange is probably more stable, but I don't know. Do you know anything?
Well, I know dioxin is a very toxic, persistent, and I don't have that on the top of my head here.
Well, haven't they given them permission to start spraying 2,4-D now? Use it as a pesticide in agriculture?
Herbicide.
Yeah, herbicide.
Right. And what's the question again, Sherry?
I believe that the USDA has given permission for farmers to start using 2,4-D because the Roundup is not effective used to be.
Well, they have Roundup-resistant weeds that have developed, and they're monster weeds. They're much bigger and hardier than the weeds that they tried to kill originally. So, yeah, it's last summer, maybe two summers ago, I forget, I went through Nebraska and Kansas. And it was interesting. You'd come along, you'd see glorious, beautiful cornfields out there, just perfect. And then you'd come along, and right next to it would be maybe a 600-acre swath with nothing. It looked like a desert, looked like an atomic bomb hit. And even the weeds wouldn't grow. It was just totally devoid of any plants. And that's a place where the farmer could not, maybe lost it due to rain in the springtime, couldn't afford to replant. That's what the land is like. So unless you follow the Monsanto program of fertilizer and Roundup, other types of, there's one of Liberty Link, I think, is called another Roundup type of herbicide, nothing will grow. So this country is, it's like they poured salt on it.
Okay.
Well, that's all I had. Thanks.
Thank you, Sharon. We appreciate the call.
But this whole issue of pollution, tomorrow night on my show, I'm going to be concentrating on the Gulf area from Texas around to Key West in Florida, the whole Gulf area and the disaster due to modern industrial techniques, the BP oil spill. I'll be doing a review on that. But this is a huge problem.
Absolutely. Well, I'm just reading an article here. It says it has a relatively short half-life in soil and aquatic environments, which that's a good thing on one hand, but on the other, the short-term effects are very disastrous and very damaging. Jim, any idea what your topic might be on tomorrow night's radio show?
Yeah, I'll be talking about the issue of water, mainly water issues. It all comes back to water. When you look at the damage that's been done, I'll be doing an update on the BP oil spill, some recent submarine activity, looking at the life down there near the oil spill, and it just is it's horrendous. The results, I'll be talking about that, and then just the water conditions and the chemtrail spraying that is going on right now in Florida, central and western Florida. It's just unbelievable, the amount, and then people that are actually collecting the material that's in the chemtrail. So I'll be giving an update on that. I'll also be talking about the comet that's coming near Mars, coming up here, I believe it's this fall. So be giving an update on that.
Jim, there's a headline on Drudge as we speak, the main headline, that there's an alignment of Mars and Earth and right now going on. Any comment on that, sir?
Yeah, it's just it's not a major conjunction. You call this, the astronomical term is the conjunction, where the planet Earth gets between Mars and the Sun. It's a direct alignment. But a number of years ago, it happened to coincide with the closest point of Mars's orbit to the Sun, which meant that we came the closest, like in many, many thousands of years, to the planet Mars. So the current appearance of Mars, it'll be midnight in the sky, and I forget what the date is. It's occurring right now anyway. So around midnight, go out and look up, and you'll see Mars up in the night sky at around midnight, directly overhead. But it's not a big deal. They have taken pictures of Mars. It's right now it's got some cloud activity. The north and I think it's the south pole that's melting now. It's kind of like Earth. It has a tilt. So it has seasons, and one of the poles right now is melting, so you can see that if you have amateur telescopes or bigger. But it's not something that you'd write home about necessarily astronomically, not a big deal. The only thing interesting about Mars is the ancients talked about Mars having an orbit much closer to the Earth, but that was before the comet Venus came through the solar system and became the planet Venus. And Mars was a water planet, a full-blown water planet, and with life, and its orbit came much closer to Earth, and I talk about that in some of my books and lectures, that there was easily transport between the two planets during that time, during the close approach of Mars to Earth. And the Earthlings talk about, as they looked on in horror, as the comet came by and pulled the atmosphere and waters off Mars.
Amazing. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 9th of April. I need to remind everybody, my website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. You'll find things there you may not know even exist. Free download of the ancient book, The Art of War by Sun Tzu, General Sun Tzu. The report by the scientists and engineers on what EMP can and cannot do. And, of course, the energy cleaner. I use my energy cleaner every night. I go to bed with whatever aches and pains I may have from moving rock and using the chainsaw around the ranch here. Wake up pain-free with more physical energy and mental energy ready to go. $285, shipping included to American zip codes. I'm shipping them all over the world, everywhere but the Antarctic. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, twice, slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney's website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, I was looking at the article on Drudge Report, and this is a typical hysterical silliness. Headline is, Apocalypse Now, Why a Rare Astrological Event Tonight, that's this night, Could Herald the End of Days. There's going to be a lot of needless wailing and gnashing of teeth over this event, isn't there, Jim?
Anytime anything astronomical happens, the nut cases come out of the woodwork. And part of this is planned because it desensitizes people to understanding real science and real issues. There's nothing that's going to happen. In fact, if Jupiter, say Jupiter, which is much bigger than Mars, let's use an example, say that Jupiter came much closer than Mars is coming to us, we are literally gravitation-less. It does not affect us at all. And a good example is when astronauts are in orbit around the Earth in a space capsule, they are gravitationless because their centrifugal force is opposed to gravitational force, and it leaves them with a net zero force. So literally, even though they're in orbit around Earth, they feel no force. And that's because they're in basically a free fall as they move around the Earth. And Mars and all the planets are in a relative free fall as they move around the Sun. So literally, there's no effect at all. Gravitationally.
Well, that's reassuring, Jim. And I want to get the word out here because I know I'll probably get 10 emails a day warning about the end of the world because of this planetary alignment. We've got a caller here, Bill in Ohio. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. I didn't get to hear your whole show, but I heard just what you're talking about just now about Mars, I guess, right, being 10 times
right.
more brighter or whatever. Okay, so now I'm staring at newshound.org, and they're talking about two suns in the sky on April 21st. Have you guys discussed that?
No, sir.
Okay, so star Messiroid, it gets very close to Earth, and April 21st, and the two suns in our sky for 9 hours on that day, according to what they say here. So I didn't know if you discussed it or not.
Where do you see that?
This is on newshound.org.
Oh, I don't know what that is, but anyway, no, we're not going to have two stars, two suns, or whatever. I don't know where people get this stuff. And, I'll just make a general comment. This stuff exists and can exist because of the utter lack of leadership and scientific definition given to us by NASA and the standard astronomical community. You know, and so astronomers may poo-poo this kind of thing and say this is ridiculous and kind of put themselves in their ivory towers. But the lack of leadership in science is what allows all of this to happen. I guess that's my comment.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Bill. We may have time for one quick call at 800-313-9443. Well, Jim, it's a fast-moving world. A lot of issues going on, geopolitical issues, science issues, geological and so forth. We spend a lot of our time, you and I, trying to dispel the mythology, don't we?
Yeah, it's about maybe 20 to 40% of what we do, depending on the time of day. There's people out there claiming that there's a black death star coming and there's no such thing. It's just people making stuff up. And once they get it in their heads, there's some people claiming that they can now see Planet X. And there's one joker that claims he's got an observatory in Costa Rica and is seeing Planet X in a part of the sky. And you can't even see that part of the sky from Costa Rica. It's like, you know, it's just goofiness.
I know. We got one last call here. Glenn from Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. As Monty Python would say, now for something completely different. Just a word on the markets. It would appear that the plunge protection team or whomever is getting the upper hand. The volatility that we saw last Friday, Monday and Tuesday, seems to be settling down a bit. If something's going to blow in the markets by Friday, it's going to, you know, have to buck what now seems to be a stabilizing trend. So I just thought I'd put that word in there. Because, you know, right now there doesn't seem to be any evidence of a continuing precipitous downturn. Could change during the day, but for the overnight, it doesn't look that good.
Well, we'll take that as a good thing. Thank you for the report.
Yeah.
Okay. Jim, we've got about 3 minutes here to get out whatever information you think might be most important for everybody.
Well, the biggest issue right now is the snow melt with the radiation in it. It's kind of a hidden issue because you can't see it, you can't taste it, you can't touch it. But it's there. I talked about on my show last week, a young girl who won a contest in Canada by taking a Geiger counter into a supermarket and tested the various foods for radiation, being very surprised at what she found, especially as far as seafood, and especially seafood from the Pacific and China. So China has a lot of pollution inland as far as radiation. But the Fukushima radiation in the snow, this tremendous amount of snow that we got, and now we're dealing with a drought out in the southwest, something that besides draining the water at Yellowstone, one of my other major earthwide water projects is to take and divert the Mississippi River down into the American Southwest. How ridiculous. We have all this vast amount of water, and it's being dumped down into the Gulf of Mexico. We need water down the American Southwest. With that river diverted, which wouldn't be a big deal, you just cut a channel, and the water would naturally cut a path. Once it started flowing, it would cut its own path all the way down the American Southwest. California would have abundant water. They're now pumping tremendous amounts of underground water in California, and they're going deeper and deeper. As within China, they're hitting the bottom of the barrel, so to speak. And so so far they've been able to sustain vegetable and fruit production in California, but it's going to hit a brick wall very soon.
Well, I think we're going to soon see the futures prices and prices at the grocery store reflecting this, won't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't myself go into grocery stores anymore. It's a real, if you look between the high fructose corn syrup and preservatives and in both plants and animals, the use of antiseptics or antibiotics, and herbicides, et cetera, there's very little. I'm going to do a update here also on my show about the addiction of the public to sugars. And this, if you look around, you'll see a lot of men walking around and women with a belly. And you go, where does this come from? You didn't see that in the 1950s and 60s.
Right.
This is because their stomach chemistry is completely off balance, and it's due to high fructose corn syrup in everything that you eat.
Right.
So the bacteria in your stomach is way out of whack. Anyway, it's a health update, and that's one of the leading issues moving up towards cancer. So,
Absolutely. We have a medical doctor here on the J.R. Moore Show every other Tuesday, Dr. Brent Caudill, M.D. He focuses a lot of what he does on sugar-related issues with Americans.
Wow. Yeah, it's a horrendous issue.
It is. Well, thank you, Jim. We're pretty much out of time. We'll be in touch privately.
Okay, John. Take care.
Right. That's it for the day. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Be safe. Have a fun, productive day, and God bless America.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe,